Do you want me to just say, hey, everybody, we're back again? That's what you want me to say?
That sounds good.
Motherfucking, then we're back again. It's Movie Bonfire Part 11. Freddy versus Jason. There's some bad shit going on in this movie. Tell me about it.
Some bad shit?
It's a bad movie.
Oh,
for
my
a bad
God.
Shit, this movie sucked.
It is full of bad shit, if you mean bad like Michael Jackson bad.
Like bad ass.
Yeah. Because it is that.
Whew.
Because we start off, both of our heroes slash villains are in hell.
Oh, yeah.
Both series have brought them that far. A little confusion over Jason. Is he really in hell? Is he in space? He's in hell.
No, that was 400 years in the future.
Yeah.
Just wait, that doesn't happen yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was only 2003, so this Jason doesn't go to space for another, what?
Oh,
well, he doesn't get cryogenically frozen for another 7 years, so
yeah.
We've got some leeway here.
Yeah, that's in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So our guys are in hell, and we got to get them back somehow, because we want them back.
Yeah, New Line does. We got some moneymakers just sitting here, rotting away. Let's get them back on the screen.
Let's do this.
Together.
Somehow Elm Street is next to Camp Blood, apparently.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Obviously.
Well, they had to drive a little while.
In the Marvel Universe, I guess they're like in the...
Yeah, well, they were driving for a while. I mean, we don't know how
long
they
were driving.
Oh, that's right,
they had to drive there. Okay, what's the
setup?
We're
getting ahead of ourselves.
Basically, I know it starts off with Freddy basically telling us all, okay, here's the deal. I'm in hell, I have no power because no one fears me anymore. I'm going to set up some fear-mongering by releasing Jason upon the world, and they'll think it's me, then the fear will start to spin up, and then I will be able to come back to life and kill the kids. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it.
Pretty good, actually.
All right.
Did you write this script?
Pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked
I
pretty
thought
well
so, too.
Until Jason just kept going.
Until Freddy realized his poor decision-making skills and was like, oh, shit, I just stopped an immovable force. Started an immovable force,
right.
So there's no stopping it now. I can't stop it.
Why does Freddy have the power to resurrect someone but doesn't have the power to become real?
Well, actually, he doesn't resurrect Jason. Jason resurrects himself, but he just... jars him into doing
that's
so.
That's right. Betsy Palmer's doppelganger appears.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, she must be really, really dead because they could have got her back.
Actually.
Oh, you got some info on that.
Yeah, Betsy Palmer was asked, and she turned down the role, saying it was too small of a part.
Oh, Betsy.
What a stupid move on Betsy's part.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
It was retarded.
She's probably done with
this.
She didn't want to do it, but I wish she would have. This lady was awesome, don't get me wrong, but Betsy.
Well, you could always say that it's really not her, it's just Freddy's.
Exactly.
Interpretation
of his mom.
So it could be, you know, you can write it away. You can write it off that way.
That's the good thing about Freddy. You can write off a lot of things because it's the dream world.
True.
Which is pretty sweet.
Yep.
So I like this concept. I think it's pretty brilliant.
Brilliant?
Both people.
That's a pretty strong word.
Yeah, I do think it is.
I think it's workable, more like it.
I think I can't think of a better way to get these guys together.
I don't think they have much chemistry, but go ahead.
You don't think they have much chemistry together? What about the like 20
How
minute
could
battle
you possibly
scene?
Have chemistry with Jason? That guy's just a big fat lug who doesn't die.
Yeah, exactly. So you put him up against this guy who's this little maniacal trickster. And he's used to just killing people, and suddenly it doesn't work that way. He's like playing his pranks, and he can't kill Jason. It's a perfect matchup. You have the brilliant killer who comes up with all these clever ways to kill people, and then you have this immovable, can't-kill-him guy who's just dumb and just swings a machete. And they're just fighting each other. It can go on forever.
Apparently it will.
Apparently. So I thought with this movie, we have the introduction of actually good acting to the people around Jason.
Case in point?
Which we haven't seen
before.
Give me
an example. Who?
Anybody. Linderman, Lori, even the girl from Destiny's Child, Kia. All of them, awesome. And my favorite was, what was his name, Mark?
Mark, yeah.
Oh, God, that guy was amazing.
The guy that got
the little
killed
blonde
by Fred,
kid?
Yeah.
Who had the brother in the
All right, I'll give you that much.
All great acting.
No sex in this movie. That's
yeah, there was.
Problem.
At the beginning?
The girl from Ginger Snaps.
I guess.
With the baseball cap? And the huge fake boobs?
Oh, yeah.
They had to. They were like, now that you're done with Ginger Snaps, we need you to get some gigantic fake boobs. And then we need you
what
to get
What is Ginger
in the shower.
Snaps? I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's why you can't appreciate this series. Because
I'm just
you have
old.
No knowledge of the horror genre. All
right. At least I like... I will admit that I like Freddy as a villain a lot more, even though he's a ham, and I'm sick of his one-liners.
Yeah.
And he's basically a wimp.
What does that girl call him at the end?
I don't know. It was a faggot?
Killing people in people's dreams?
I didn't know you could use that word anymore in movies. I thought that was, like, off limits.
Oh, no.
Not to Ronnie you.
Yeah.
When was this made? I don't think...
2003.
2003?
Yeah.
You're still using slurs like that?
Yep.
Damn.
So, okay. So we've got our killer on the loose. Jason is killing people. Now, this is making the adults think, holy crap, kids are dying. We've seen this before. This has got to be Freddy. So then, what happens? A couple kids over here, the adults. A couple kids escape from the insane asylum. And what do you have? Mass Freddy hysteria.
Wait, you forgot about that first kill, which was freaking sweet. The guy gets basically collapsed in a folding bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. After he
the kills in this movie times. Are really good. I'll give it that.
Oh, yeah. The screenwriters and Ronnie Yu, they know what people are looking for when they go to see this movie. Kills and one-liners from Freddy and a lot of action, non-stop action. That's what they just throw all that in there. Boom.
They weren't lazy about that. No. They're just like, I can't remember really the gore. The knife goes in, then I don't know how that bed collapses on him, but it just
Jason collapses it.
This is a freakish when that woman comes out of the bathroom screaming. And I like the fact that the chicks actually act like they would normally act if that actually happened. They basically go apeshit crazy. Yeah. And I like when they go to the car. He's like, do you need some assistance? What the fuck?
Yeah,
she doesn't say that. She goes, what does she say? I don't know.
What do you think?
What the fuck do you think? But that was the part with the acting here and the script, obviously. But when someone sees someone dead, they're freaked out for the remainder of the film. Not like, oh my God, my friend died. Oh well, we're in New York. Yeah. Like, no. Your friend dies and then you're freaked out for extensive amount of time. And
well, that guy was a dick anyway. That guy who got killed. So they didn't really care about him.
That's why they set it up with him dying first. So you'd be like, yeah. I don't care. I wanted that guy to die.
Jason's back. Exacting moral revenge.
Exactly.
Oh, we just had sex, huh? Going for a beer? I don't think so. Let me pop that top for you. Oh, interesting fact I found, since we're on the subject of Jason. Kane Hodder, the guy who was playing Jason in 8, 9, and 10. He wanted to do Jason in this film, and Ronnie Yu said no.
Oh.
Three reasons.
Oh, three?
Yeah.
He laid it down on him.
Three reasons. They were shooting this in Canada, apparently, so it was a lot cheaper to hire a Canadian than to fly Kane Hodder up. Two, apparently he was too short, and his eyes were too intense.
Oh.
Ronnie Yu wanted the eyes to be kind of soft, and at times he wanted to be like a Phantom of the Opera, kind of... You know,
they did kind of play up the like feel sorry for Jason.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly. So they didn't want him for that. And also, apparently, Kane Hodder was a little argumentative with directors.
Oh,
in his stints.
Kane.
So they said, you know what? I'm not dealing with that. We got a timeline, and I can't fit you in.
Oh jeez. My God, Hodder got disposed of.
Yeah.
And I read that this guy.
I like this new Jason better.
This new Jason was in. The Jason Goes to New York?
Part 8.
He was in it. He's the big bartender guy.
Crazy Ralph?
Nice.
No. The big bartender. When Jason comes into the bar and the kids are like, we're being chased by a maniac. Welcome to New York.
I thought it was a waitress.
No, the guy that steps
you
around the bar.
You got it all wrong.
The guy that steps around the bar and is like, whatever. I'm going to stop Jason.
Does that really matter?
I guess it seems kind of important that they went to that and said, hey, let's get that guy, because this guy was a stuntman for 24 years. They're like, let's get this gigantic stuntman who's worked on Jason in the past, and now he's Jason.
How did Jason get to Elm Street? I don't understand that one either.
Same way he got to New York, the same way he got to
swam there?
Kill Allison in part 2.
How did he know to go to 1492 Elm Street Lane?
Probably his mom told him in a dream.
You mean Freddy?
Exactly.
Okay. I'm gonna quit ripping on it.
Mr. Hater, but haven't you been saying throughout this series that someone needs to take advantage of Jason's soft spot for his mom?
Yeah.
And what happens at the very beginning of this movie?
I know, that's why this movie was good.
Wait. Hold on.
I'm turning,
John Carrey.
I'm turning the page.
You're changing your mind.
No, I'm just telling you the good parts. It's a sucky movie, but the good parts are Freddy. the first kill, and they're bringing Betsy Palmer back, and they go to Elm Street. Those are all good, but it's still not a good movie.
Okay, here's my favorite part. Let me share this with you. When Lori falls asleep at the police station.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite scene right there. She wakes up, walks by a wall full of missing child posters that start looking at her after she walks by. That freaked me out. And then the girl with the eyes slashed out.
A little kid.
Insane.
A little kid. That's close to being a rule breaker. You got like a little 11-year-old girl crying with bloody missing eye sockets.
Yeah.
That's pretty disturbing.
That was too Freddy world for me. I was like, get back to Jason world. I was sick of that. Yeah.
I was kind of, I like this departure into the Freddy world. After watching 10 Jason movies, I kind of like the more freaky stuff that Freddy can bring.
They were just pandering to the Freddy fans at that point. Really. Got to even this out. Okay, so what happens? We have Jason on the loose. Freddy doesn't have the power somehow. He's like, I'm not strong enough to get back. We need some more fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough kids are afraid of him yet.
And then something happens with this woman's father. Stupid side plot. Terrible.
It's not a stupid. No way. That's a great side plot. We don't need to get into it. It's too specific.
I was like,
it was a very good side plot.
Why do we need another killer? I hated that.
There was no other killer.
Freddy, Jason, and this father is a killer? Stupid.
No, what are you talking about? The father wasn't the killer.
Lori thinks her father's the killer the whole time. Turns out it was Freddy, and she never knew.
If you don't want to talk about it, it's fine. Just too complicated.
We just did.
These stories do not need complicated plots.
Come on, George Bush. Now you're just changing the subject when someone brings up good information. Let's keep going.
All right. Get to the next point.
Okay, decider.
Well, here's a good question. I thought it was kind of a flaw in it. Didn't Freddy, stab Jason in the eyes?
Yeah,
kind of did. Sure looked like he was still seeing okay after that.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying, because I understand that Jason can't die, but if you stab his eyes out, he can't see.
Right.
That makes sense.
Should be a problem.
But, no. But it was, it's a final battle to the death, to the not death, since apparently neither of them will ever die.
Yeah.
Did you like this switch up at the end?
We're jumping to the end now?
Wait, did you like where Freddy has a machete, and then Jason jumps up with Freddy's claw?
Yeah, I like that.
So they did a little switcheroo.
So you're supposed to believe they can really die from their own weapon.
Yeah.
That's how you kill them.
I don't think it was like
they're going to be dead. Okay, whatever. That was cool, but...
What about Linderman? Don't you like when there's a nerd character?
Who is he?
The nerd character.
The one that was trying to hit on Lori the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really... He bled out by the tree. He's like, just leave me here for I can rest. And he bleeds to death. That's him?
Yeah.
Finally, we've got a character who means it when he says, don't worry about me, save yourself.
Yeah.
He means it so much, he hides his injury from her.
Yeah, he pretends that he's not hurt. He's like, no, I'm okay. I'm just going to rest. Go get help. I'm going to stay here. And he bleeds to death.
Dead.
The little nerd guy turns out to be the hero. The strongest one. Except maybe Lori, obviously.
Well, that was just because she had fantastic boobs. Wow. Almost as good as Ginger Snaps Girl.
Ginger Snaps Girls were way too false. They were too spurious for my taste.
Perhaps slightly enhanced. I still thought it was good. I liked them. Enjoyed them.
Enjoyed them. I think Ronnie Yu wanted you to enjoy them.
I think he did too.
What is this Ronnie Yu? What else has he made? I kind of want to see his other movies now.
Bride of Chucky. And a whole host of Chinese martial arts films.
Which is why you could see Robert Englund probably went through a shitload of martial arts training, because he suddenly turns into a ninja when he's fighting Jason at the end.
How old is that guy? He's like 80, probably.
He still looks like 40, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Robert Englund?
Do you guys hear about the reboot of Freddy? Yeah. He's going to play Freddy?
Duh.
You heard this
Jackie Earle Haley? Yeah. Okay. What is this, 6 months ago? When are we making this podcast? Is this February?
Excuse me.
One more interesting thing I thought you guys might like to know that I found out. There was talk of a Jason versus Freddy versus Ash, the character from Evil Dead.
Oh, my God.
And in fact, it went so far as they started a script. But Sam Raimi said, no, you're not using my character. He
Smart
put the
move.
Kibosh on that.
Smart move, Sam Raimi. I like that. I like that Sam Raimi was like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
He's not getting involved with this. Especially, Ash is just a dude.
Oh, Ash is so much more than a dude. Come on.
I mean, well, he's got like a chainsaw hand, but he's just a dude.
Like, whenever he wants it, it's there. It never has to be refilled with gas. He's got an unlimited ammo shotgun. I mean, who better to take on Jason?
Good point.
But apparently, the script roughly was going to be that Freddy's going to use the Necronomicon to come back into the real world.
Oh my god, that would have been awesome.
So Ash is like trying to save these kids while fighting off Jason and like foiling Freddy's plot. I remember
Bruce Campbell was like, please let this happen.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. Bruce Campbell is like, I need a job.
Yeah, he's like, I cannot survive. Man cannot survive on bit parts in Spider-Man movies alone.
I know. Bubba Hotep was good though.
That was a good movie. Bubba Hotep and Spider-Man one-liners only go so far. So overall, this is my favorite of any movie Jason's been in so far. This one takes the cake for me.
Easily. Really?
Yeah.
Easily. Really?
Yeah.
You know, I want to throw some things out there. Basically, ever since Jason became invincible, I think that was around in part 6, It's been terrible. The series has gone to shit. Basically, since he became Jason the superhero. Now, it was actually interesting because there's actually belief that maybe he's up against somebody who can do some damage against him, which would be Freddy. So I like that. I like that part too. And I like this, let's go into the dream world with Jason. Let's go into the real world with Freddy. We have this duality.
Yeah.
Now you're in my world, bitch. Basically, I love that shit.
Yeah,
that was good. I thought it was a really good mixing of the genres. The story I thought was well thought out, well planned.
Yeah.
And really, I couldn't think of a better way, because I was kind of expecting some shoddy, half-thrown-together thing to get these guys to fight each other.
Yeah.
But the way they did it made perfect sense.
Yeah.
So.
And during the film, I'm like, who's going to finally win? It's going to be this Jason versus... They're setting it up. They're basically giving us the hint that we're going to have this showdown at the end.
Pretty big hint. It's the title.
Yeah, no shit. Film. So I know, I'm like, throughout this shitty movie, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to finally get to the end of this mess, and they're going to fight it out. And one's going to beat the other one. Now, I don't know if I should give away the end, but I was kind of let down at that. It was basically a draw, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it had to be, because New Line's going, okay, what are we going to do? Kill off one of our major characters? No, we're not going to do that. But we got to make it look like we're having this final battle. And then leave it open-ended just in case.
Just in case.
We want to bring it back.
Just in case Sam Raimi had said yes.
Yes, exactly.
And I guess...
Well, who do you think would really win in that battle? Basically, I think that Freddy is he's like a wild card because he has no rules, basically, almost.
Yeah, but isn't he... mortal, I guess, in a sense.
I would think in the real world, it seems like Jason would win. I think that they gave Freddy way too much credit in the real world battle. Like, maybe he's a ninja, but they just had Jason missing over and over and over. Because if Jason would have hit Freddy one time, that's it. Freddy's done.
Yeah, but you can basically decapitate Freddy and he comes back.
That's a new thing they made up, though.
All right.
So
Freddy is...
In the dream world, I think... Jason would ultimately have lost because Freddy is invincible. He's like God in the dream world. So he was about to kill Jason.
Is the other rule that they did where if you're touching Jason Freddy while you wake up, you pull him out into the real world? Is that something that's invented for this movie?
No, that was in the series. That was even in the first one, actually.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when he comes out into the real world, he's basically human too. I can't remember that.
The thing is, he keeps coming back in the series. I haven't seen the whole Nightmare on Elm Street series, but he keeps coming back just like Jason does, so... Or do we assume he's immortal as well?
Isn't there one called Freddy's Dead?
The Final Nightmare. That's the one that ties in... Doesn't really tie in, but that goes with... Jason Goes to Hell. Final Friday. Final. Tie them together for this one.
There's a Final Friday after this one? No. Final Freddy's Dead?
The Final Friday.
No, forget it. There's another Freddy after this one we just watched?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
There's just the reboot of both series.
But the new Freddy hasn't come out yet.
Right. Right.
They're working hard on that.
It's filming outside Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. So if it's in I gotta say another thing I liked about this. They'd have to drive a while to get to New Jersey.
The scene where we go back in Laurie's dream of Fred of Jason as a kid being teased. Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. I wanted to see that played out. So when I was like, oh, we're gonna see how it is. And the best part is those counselors screwing on the deck. Like that, like they would be doing that.
Yeah.
I guess it's her dream though.
But that was the fake part of the dream. Because the other two counselors were just like flirting and chatting it up. Then that's like the Freddy part of the dream. Those Freddy two counselors part, doing it. Because that was Freddy. But the I thought that was great too, because it makes you think like, oh, poor Jason. He was like a little kid that got taunted for being weird looking.
It made me feel like happy they actually like tried to pay attention to the whole storyline. Like they're gonna tie it all together, like bring back the whole beginnings of it.
Yeah. I like that.
Like they actually watched the other movies before they made this
one. The cop's like, oh, this is a Jason Voorhees copycat killer.
Yeah.
I figured it out. No, we think it's Freddy.
The kids are like, that's no copycat.
Yeah.
That's the real thing.
I love in movies when people piece together this really complicated plot and they're like, wait a second, what if Freddy was not powerful enough so he brought Jason back to life to terrorize us so we would get afraid of people dying and think it's Freddy, and then Freddy would be powerful enough.
I liked how they figured that all out in the Scooby van. They're hey, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'll tell the whole storyline.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you really have to have good acting to pull that off. Otherwise, it just comes off really cheesy.
I just thought of something.
Yeah. You guys just figured it out.
Did you guys realize when Freddy injected the tranquilizer in him, into Jason, that was on purpose so that he could get him to fall asleep and deal with him? I was like, oh, that's why he did it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was... Yeah.
That's why he said, let me deal with this bitch.
Yeah, because, I mean, at that point, Freddy's got nothing to lose, you know. So the kid that he's inhabiting gets killed. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Was in his
Freddy has some crazy power, so he can possess people, too.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
How did he do that? How did he... That means that Jason has dreams, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That was Jason's dream. Do you think that only in Jason's dream is he afraid of water? In real life, he just dives in, swims
I'm glad you brought that up.
Swims in Crystal Lake, but in the dream, he sees a stream of water and is like, oh, gotta stay away from that.
Actually...
Oh, we got an answer to this. I was so mad at that part. So yeah. I want to hear what he has to say.
I saw that exact question on IMDb. Like, whoa, what's up with this Freddy Water stuff? And they explained, like it says in the Freddy vs. Jason book, that when Freddy is in Jason's subconscious, his child subconscious is afraid of water. That's why when they're out in the real world, he's like, whatever, bitch. Water, let's go. Bring it.
Yeah.
And in fact, in the book, apparently, there's this whole thing where Freddy's like, going towards the end of the pier thinking, oh, I'm going to get this sucker because he's afraid of water. And Jason's like, what's up, bitch?
Oh. Yeah. Right, so he thinks he found his weakness, but it's actually not. It's his subconscious weakness.
Yeah, his child's subconscious weakness.
There's a book of this movie?
Yeah, apparently so.
Man, I'm sorry I missed that one.
So, Freddy versus Jason in the can. Final Movie Bonfire Marathon podcast.
No, it's not. We have one more.
Tomorrow.
I thought you were saying this was it.
One word left in my sentence, and you interrupted it.
Go ahead. Start it over.
No, that's all I'm going to say is tomorrow is the final one.
The last one. Reboot.
The reboot.
I swear to God, if they make another film by tomorrow, I'm going to be pissed.
I think they're working on Friday the 13th Part 2.
No.
What are we going to do next?
We'll have to think about it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we could take requests from our non-existent audience.
I'm just saying, I have all 7 Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm just saying. I've got them. They could be on Windows Live by tonight. I don't know.
I don't know if I can take his hamminess. That guy is so self-promoting.
It's up to you, Carter. You make the call.
Oh.
We could, you know, if we're really into self-loathing and pain, we could go for the Puppet Master series.
God!
I'm just saying, it's available.
The Puppet Master? I have no idea what that is.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
Can we do Chucky?
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Ronnie Woo.
Ooh.
We can do Chucky. Chucky is
the first Chucky is pretty good. Well, it's borderline okay.
Chucky is like, if you don't like the hamminess of Freddy, imagine the hamminess of Freddy, but coming from a little doll.
You think Chucky. I've never seen these movies? I know these movies.
Oh, these ones you have seen.
Maybe one or two.
All right. We'll figure out what we're going to do next. For now. we're done.
Freddy took the milk and honey.
Yeah. Now we're on to the other side to see what the new Jason has to offer us.